Hey, y'all. How y'all doing out there? This is Faluch Bixby, the author of God Uses Gangsters. Well, today I want to talk about facts, not the opinions. First, let me tell you what that means. You need to start reviewing all the facts. Whenever people talk, like the judges' opinions, investigation reports, those are just their words. The facts is the actual documents and the evidence of the case or anything. So let's start checking out the facts. Now, let's get to the next part. I was given TC in January 2026. The parole board reviewed my file, seeing I was a first-time offender. They granted it and said, get him out of there. My original release date was 2024. They withheld that based on a false PSI report that wasn't mine. I took it to court, proved it wasn't me. That was William K. Dixon, 1980, from Dayton, Ohio's file. I am not him. I'm from Florida. I've never been born in Ohio. So once they verified all that, the parole board said, let him out. Well, Washington, D.C. was working with the federal court in Ohio saying, hey, a lot of violations have happened to this guy. We want you to file suit. They opened up a lawsuit based on the OAS court in D.C., called it a human rights violation over all the things that happened to me. Well, Lisa Bond, the case analyst that was involved in the false PSI report in OSC and ODRC and central office, she turned around and got notified on February 23rd that there was a lawsuit coming down the pipeline. Guess what she did? She revoked my parole on the same date that she got notified. On a government document, there's a judge's signature showing that she was notified about this case on February 23rd. February 23rd, she signed the paperwork to revoke my parole. Now, let's just move it forward. Because we continued on with the case, they tried to dismiss it not once, not twice, but five times the judges tried to figure out ways to not proceed with this case, even with D.C. oversight telling them it's going to proceed. Now, this is what I'm trying to tell you. We the people got to come together and change things in government. We got to stop worrying about fraternities, gangs, race, color, creed. None of that matters. It's us against them, us trying to change the system to better it out for a better future. Now, this is the U.S. Marshal part whenever it came time to get these people served. Me and the Inspector General's office had a discussion, so we took photos of every paperwork going to the courts. When we got it to the courts said they didn't get it and dismissed my case. We called them on the phone. I was on three-way with somebody else. I notified them, like, we took pictures of the documents we sent you, and the Inspector General's aware about it. So, therefore, when this thing hangs up, we're about to call them to tell them that you ruled, saying that you never got it. 2 days later, the judge reopened the case, issued the order for the U.S. Marshals to serve 43 indictments across the state. Now, this can all be viewed if you review my case, Faluch Bixby versus ODRC, 12.26CV218, Faluch Bixby versus Annette Chambers Smith. Check out the case. Call the clerks. Tell them that you're observing it and that you want to file or you want to see the appendix that I filed. I have an appendix of my mental health records. All of the things that have happened over the years, we gave them a small piece of each thing, from transcripts to medical files, everything that if you read the judge's original opinions, he tries to say that I'm crazy and all that. And we had submitted all these documents to prove that everything that they're saying on public record is not true. Bottom line, read the facts. Get into the meat and potatoes of it all. Don't worry about what the judges or investigators or anybody says. I don't care who it is. I don't care anybody says anything with their mouth. Let's look at the facts. Let's get to the bottom of it. Let's see who's telling the truth, and let's change the way things are done. I'm tired of government immunity and tired of them getting away with everything. It's time for us, the people, to rise up and make a change. God bless.
These commentaries are recorded by Prison Radio.